Hi there. We don't know each other. Actually, that's not really quite accurate. You don't really know me, but me, I feel like I know you quite intimately. I mean, I've read so many of your scripts and listened to so many wonderful performances of them that, well, you've become a sort of private lover. And in the last few weeks, I've been feeling like I had to contact you. I just couldn't stop myself, so I hope that's okay. Don't worry. This isn't any kind of stalking thing. It's just that I've been an admirer of your writing for a while, and, well, I couldn't help but notice you've gone sort of quiet lately, at least on this site, and I'm wondering why. I mean, you're so talented, and I hope you don't mind me saying this. I've come to you a lot. You've given me some of the best orgasms I've ever had. That's why I'm a follower of yours. And I know it's a little weird to say this, but I feel I have a connection to you that's closer, more intense than with some of my real-life lovers. It's as if you've seen inside my head and my heart. You seem to know just what I like, when to be loving and gentle with me, and when to fuck me like we're just giving in to our wonderful animal urges, like the world's about to explode and we have time for just one last fuck. You've made me feel loved when I needed that, and deliciously defiled when that's my mood. So that's why I always read your scripts and seek out performances of them, because, frankly, they get me off. There's something about the pacing, the word choices, the way you build up the tension. I listen, and before I know it, my fingers are straying below my waist. And even if I vowed to just do a quick listen, you know, just to sample a script or a performance for later, I can't help myself. I always have to stop whatever I'm doing right then and there and find my favourite chair. You know, the overstuffed one with the curved back and the sidearm. That's the one that I keep for my private time when I play with myself. I love that chair because I can position my body just right. My torso leaning against the back, one leg hooked over the arm and the other trailing down to the floor. There's something about that angle, about how sitting that way forces me to open my legs. And that feels so provocative to me, both erotic and slutty. That's my favourite place, to listen to you and masturbate. I let your words pour sensually into my ear. They swirl around my brain, and I just give myself over to them. Give myself to, well, to you, really. For instance, a few months ago, I was getting ready for a major meeting, and it was when we were all stuck in lockdown, and I got a notification that a new script of yours had just posted. And I thought, as I always do, I wonder what the topic is. That's all I wanted to do, I swear. Just read the script title and glance at the tags. And when I read them, they were so fucking sensual. I couldn't stop myself. I had to open the script file. And the premise was so enticing. The words, so me. That, you know, I went down the rabbit hole deep, deep down yet again. Because it was like you knew my inner thoughts, how I like to be talked to, caressed, fucked. And it felt like I had no choice. Your control over me was so complete that I just blew off the meeting, and instead I went to my playtime chair, got out my magic wand, and stretched my body in that delicious way, legs apart, open, just for you. And as I read your words on my laptop screen, I imagined you were there with me, sitting next to me. Actually, you were kneeling on the floor, and your head was between my thighs. And somehow your script was so powerful that it was as if you'd manifested yourself. You were actually there, doing all the things you described in your script. Your fingers were opening my cunt lips, and all those delicious, dirty, loving things that you were writing about in your script. Well, you were really doing them to me. And I came really hard and really quickly. I mean, that's the effect you have on me. You turn me into a complete but wonderful mess. So I dissolve in a sticky puddle of my own juices. And instead of being the in-control woman I usually am, I become someone who's reduced to making up entirely fictional excuses about why I couldn't be at a Zoom meeting. So that's why I came to you today. I've missed those gorgeous orgasms, those body-shaking, head-thrashing, moaning, I don't care who the fuck hears orgasms. And that's made me wonder if there's anything I can do to help you get into your writing again, writing your scripts. I noticed that your favourite performer, the one you sometimes write private scripts for, she's not on this site anymore. Is that why you've stopped writing? Because you've lost your muse? The one that inspires you? The one whose voice you yearn to hear, speaking your words? Because if that's the case, well, I'd like to offer myself to you, to be your muse in every way that you'd like. I want to be available to you in any way you want to use me, as a listener, a critic, a performer, or a sexual inspiration, anything. I want to help you in any way. Do you understand what I'm saying? If it would help you, I would love to be your lover. There, it's out, I've said it. God, all the times I've read your scripts or listened to women performing them, I imagined that I was the one you fantasized about, that it was me that you were kissing and fondling, caressing, me that you were penetrating, fucking, breathing. Me who was sucking you and stroking you, licking you. Me who was lowering myself down on your cock, drawing you into my pussy, moaning as I forced myself down your shaft and crying out in pleasure as you thrust up into me. It was me who was the one who was riding you as hard as I could, till my cunt was sore. Oh, fuck. It's happening again. Oh, my God. I have to touch myself. Okay. I'm going to try and keep this together. And if I start playing with myself, I won't get the words out. So what I propose, anytime you have a script idea, just DM me and let me know what you're thinking. And I guarantee I will love to perform any fantasy you have. And if you want, I'll come over to your place at any time Just name it, and I'll perform the script for you and with you. And when I say with you, well, I mean just that. I'll do anything you want. I'll be whoever you want me to be. I'll be as sweet and loving as you need, or the dirtiest, filthiest fucking slut. I'll be a loving, tender, affectionate girlfriend, or the sluttiest little cunt-throbbing whore. I'll call you my love, if that's what you'd like, or daddy, sir, master. We can just kiss and hold hands and snuggle up to each other. Or you can slide that fucking cock into me and ruin me, split me open, penetrate me. Penetrate me deep, every fucking slutty hole I have. You can tell me I'm the sweetest girl you've ever known, or the filthiest fucking cunt that you've ever smelled, as you bury your nose in my pussy and inhale me, so that when you come up to kiss me, I see my cunt juice all over you, and I lick it off your nose, off your lips, and off your fingers. Oh, God. So, is that a good enough taster for you? Am I convincing you that I can be your muse? I really hope I can. So, why don't you turn around? Surprise! It's me, in the flesh, the soft, yearning flesh. Don't ask how this is possible. Just accept that my longing for you, my admiration for you, and my desire to be your collaborator has brought me here. So, what do you think? Am I enough of a woman for you? Take me in. How do you like my mouth? Is it the right shape to slide over your cock? I've dreamed of taking you in my mouth so many times, of unbuttoning your shirt, sliding my hands inside so that they rub all over your chest, and then kissing you, going slowly down to your navel and undoing your belt and releasing you. It's one of my greatest fantasies, to take your cock gently between my fingers and stroke it slowly while I smile at you, gazing lovingly into your eyes as I massage you to full tumescence. You're moaning a little. I love that. Am I starting to convince you? Can you envisage any of those things happening? There's no need to answer yet. How about we read something together? Or would you like something a little more active? Why don't you come over here? Come on. Sit next to me on the sofa. Feel my body heat next to you. My heat coming off me. Smell. Inhale me. My shampoo. My body cream, my cunt. On second thoughts, why don't you stretch yourself out? Yeah, that's it. I want you fully relaxed. Here, let's try a kiss. Your lips, they're so soft. Oh, God. The thought of what could happen, it's making my insides go all squishy. I've got this ache in my groin, and all I want to do is slowly thrust myself back and forth, just like I used to do as a teenager, humping my pillow in my bedroom. Oh, fuck, I'm getting all flushed. Do you mind if I take my jeans off? Is that okay? Yeah? Okay. Okay. Oh, it seems my panties came off at the same time. Silly me. No, don't get up. You just keep lying back on the sofa. Because if I stand just here, my pussy is right in front of your face. Do you like her? Is she full and pink enough for you? Go on, you can kiss her. Yeah, lick her if you want. Babe. Oh, my love. It feels as wonderful as it just like I knew it would be. Go on. Smell my sex. Take a deep breath. My gorgeous cunt, the center of my pleasure. That's the most loving gift I can give you. She's all for you, my sweet. You're the only one she really wants. She's been so desperate for so long to have you touch her. Please, taste me again. Oh, fuck. Oh, God. Your tongue feels so fucking good. Oh, baby. Just eat me out and just... Oh, God. Oh, shit. Your sweet tongue... Yeah, you're right on my clit. Keep flicking her. Fuck, she's been so ready for you. I don't think I can hold out. Yeah, oh fuck, yeah. Slide your fingers into me. Oh, you do that so well. Oh God, your fingers are perfect size. They fit my cunt so beautifully. Oh babe, I can't help it. I'm gotta thrust my hips right on your fingers. Oh, God, that's it. Oh, babe, we're so good together. Fuck. Not yeah, that's so hot. Yeah, fuck me with your fingers. Yeah, push. Yes, that's it. And I'll thrust. Oh, babe, I'm gonna come. I'm gonna come. I'm sorry. I can't stop. I'm gonna come. Fuck, babe. Oh, fuck. Fuck, yes. Anticipation from this at you. Oh, you made me come. Gosh, you just made me come almost immediately. Okay, thank you so much. That was even better than I dreamed it would be. I knew from your scripts that you'd be good, but that was amazing. So, my love, what do you think? Can I be your muse?